Becoming an Overcomer by Paul Bucknell.
Kaka wanyalo bedo jolot.
Session 6, Overcoming Pride with Humility.
Kaka ng'ato nyalo loyo sunga kokelo kokalo kuom kwe.
Humility is the most powerful weapon against pride.
Bolruok konyo kuom sunga.
It's exciting because when we let the light of the Lord in our life,
en gima ber ka wayie mondo ler ma Nyasaye orieny e ngimawa.
Some darkness that has rooted itself in our spiritual lives.
Mudo mosegurure e ngimawa.
It's actually leaves.
Wuok kendo dhi.
And we take those shortcuts to prevent it from coming back in.
Kata wayudo yo machiek cha mondo mi waduog ir Nyasaye.
Now someone had a question, and I just want to address that regarding worry. When I was describing the history of anxiety, I said a statement that worry is not natural. And a brother mentioned, well, in your First Peter passage, it seemed that people do worry. Take your anxieties, cast them on the Lord. What I meant is this. It is natural for people, sinful people, and people tempted by Satan to worry. It is natural.
En gima timore ne jok ma ok ong'eyo Yesu Kristo kata jok Kristo ma yom yom mondo mi gibed kod parruok.
But that was not the way we were designed.
To mano ok yo mane ochweyewa.
So in a real way, you could say it is unnatural to worry.
Wanyalo wacho ni ok en gima onego watim kaka jok Kristo.
By using the word the world worries, what I mean is it's very prevalent.
Kaka wacho ni piny parore, to mano nyiso ni okwako gi duto.
It's accepted as common.
Kendo gin giwacho ni en gima timore ne ng'ato ka ng'ato.
And doctors will give you medicines.
Kidhi ir jathieth ro biro miyi yath.
They say, it's okay to worry. Just don't worry too much. But that's not what Jesus wants. Instead, he leads us along from victory to victory. And sometimes it takes a little time. But at a certain time, he will lift you up.
So, kinde ka kinde, obiro tingi malo.
Now we're going to turn to a different theme now.
Wabiro neno puonj machielo.
Overcome pride with humility.
Loyo sunga gi dembruok.
C.S. Lewis is a famous author in the English world.
Nitie wach moro ma ong'ere ahinya e jok ma wacho dho ngere.
And he rightfully pointed out that pride is the root of all sins, in one sense. We can get prideful about anything. We can get prideful about not being prideful. There's a spiritual pride that often resides within a church. And sometimes we don't understand how much God hates pride. Let's pray as we continue. Oh Lord, certainly you want us to leave pride. You have a better way. God, please expose any pride in our lives.
Ruoth, keto sunga elela.
We want you to be in us.
Wadwaro mondo mi in ibed eiwa.
We want to live for your glory.
Wadwaro mondo mi wadag ngima mamiyo nyingi duong.
Move us forward, Lord.
Miwa wuoth ka wadhi nyime.
We might all the more be a people known for praising you.
mondo mi wang'ere kaka jogo malamo iketo miyo nyingi duong'
rather than stealing your glory.
Moloyo kwalo duong' mari.
In Christ we pray.
En nying Yesu Kristo wakwayo.
Amen. So we've looked at this chart. We're going to look at it quickly once more. Four principles.
Wabiro ng'iyo mise ang'wen.
And you'll see that each of these principles I'm highlighting at certain points.
Wabiro neno kaka mise ang'wen gi ni otudore moro ka moro.
Do you remember when I talked about strength I got when I was facing anxiety?
Anyalo nyisu na nyisu kaka na na loyo tem mar bedo kod paro.
I got it from God's word.
Na yude kum tek kum wach Nyasaye.
He brought two phrases from the feeding of 5,000 to my mind.
No kelo ranyisi mar kaka Yesu Kristo no pidho ji 5,000.
And he assured me of God's ways are able.
Kato no nyisa ratiro yu mar Nyasaye.
Humility describes how a person properly relates to his maker.
Chutho dembruok wa kata bolruok wa nyisowa tudruok ma wan go kod jachwechwa.
Humility is not often positively looked upon.
Kendo chutho dembruok kata bolruok ok ng'iye gi wang' maber.
But it's, I'll use the word, normal state for believers.
To en ngima mar ng'at moyie.
It is what is should be true and should be our greatest delight.
En gima onego bed ratiro e ngima wa kendo adiera kendo onego bed morwa.
That we walk in humility before God.
Ni wawuotho ka wadembore e nyim Nyasaye.
Let's understand a little bit more about pride's darkness.
Wane ane mudho mantie e sunga.
Pride started in the Garden of Eden among mankind.
Sunga nochakore puodho mar Eden e ngima mar dhano.
It was introduced there to Adam and Eve.
Ne en gima okel ne Adam kod Hawa.
By the clever and beautiful shaped serpent.
Gi thuol mane riek moloyo le duto.
Notice in Ezekiel 28:12.
Tong Ezekiel 13 kwa 12.
In the very first part of verse 13.
Kong'iyo wes 13.
Here he's describing in Ezekiel 28, Satan.
Ezekiel 28 kod 8, Ezekiel.
He started off so beautiful. Let me read it.
Nyisowa kaka gik ma Satan nyisowa nenore kaka ber.
Thus says the Lord God.
Mae gima Ruth Nyasaye wacho.
You had the seal of perfection.
Ne in kod ber miwuoro.
Full of wisdom.
Kendo gi rieko.
Perfect in beauty.
Kendo majaber.
You were in Eden,
ne in a puoth Eden,
the garden of God,
a puoth Nyasaye,
and every precious stone was your covering.
Kendo gigo milichwo go mabeyo manego giteke mano lichigo.
I don't know what stones you have in your country.
Okay, ne gik manego gitek mage mag kite ma un go.
But he lists a lot of them right here.
To inyiso ani ne ging'eny ahinya ka.
Then verse 17. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom by your reason of splendor. I cast you down to the ground. That's the fall of Satan. So Satan originally is the greatest, powerful, beautiful creature that God made. And he was likened to a star. A fallen star now.
And
God cast him out because pride was found in him.
Nyasaye noria menikech sunga nodonjo kuome.
Pride comes about because you start comparing yourself with another.
Sunga biro nikech idwa piem kod ng'at machielo.
That's what 17. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty.
Nikech wesa 17 nyiso ni chunye noting'ore malo nikech ber maneno.
I'm more beautiful than you.
Ing'ena ber moloy.
Because of his wisdom, I'm smarter, cleverer than you. Our pride can get us in so many ways.
Sunga nyalo kelo nyalo biro e yo mang'eny.
You know, I have some paint. I can paint my door nicely. And I can show I'm better than you.
Kendo anyalo nyiso adier ni aber moloyi.
But pride is always horrible.
Sunga en gima rach ahinya.
Pride is in heart, in essence, rebellion.
Chufo, sunga en ng'anyo.
Pride becomes idolatry.
Sunga bedo kaka nyasaye machielo.
You lift yourself up.
Nikech iting'ori malo.
And people are mystified by you rather than by God.
Mondo mi ji oneni moloyo kaka onego gine nyasaye.
Sometimes we want that sense of attraction.
Seche moko wadwaro gik ma yuayo ji kelo iwa.
The sense of power.
Wadwa mondo mi obed kod teko.
Control.
Wadwa mondo mi obed kod loch.
Oh, it's so dangerous.
Oh, tanga inya.
You know, there is a common prideful theme coming through the educational systems.
Ungeni sunga sani bira inya nikech somo maji somo.
It started about 25 years ago with some psychologists. Since then it entered the educational system. And self-esteem. Self-esteem tells you that you should think good of yourself no matter what is true. Well, part of that's true. We are all special because we're God's creatures. But notice Galatians 6:3-4. If anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Let each person examine his own work. Then, he can speak about what he does. Not comparative to another. The self-esteem wants people to think about themselves apart from God. That is the big doorway to pride.
Mano e dhorangach maduong' moyaw ne sunga.
Take God out of the picture, you got pride.
Ka igolo Yesu Nyasaye e nyim wang'i, to sunga biro.
And it leads people to think inaccurately about themselves.
Kato koro gipar paro mabeyo ne giwegi.
Are you on a throne right now? Are you on a throne?
Bende in e kom loch moro.
Do you want to be?
Abi dwaro mondo mi bedie.
Do you think you should be?
Abi parno negi bedie.
Satan hounds, throws many thoughts in our minds.
Satan kelo weche mang'eny e pachwa.
He's trying to persuade us.
Odwaro mondo mi ohoyi.
Sometimes we greet people afterwards.
Oh,
that was a great sermon, Pastor.
Oh, Pastor.
You're tempted right there. Should I say, yes, it was. I did put a lot of hard work in that. Or should I recognize it is only God's word that is made clear that makes his word so special? We're like the laundry out on the, clean laundry out on the line hanging. We're nothing. Unless the Spirit of God lives in us. We're just like laundry. No spiritual life. No spiritual gifts. No spiritual wisdom. We're empty without Jesus.
Kawan no mo kaonge Yesu.
when we take that into our soul and think of ourselves without the Lord, it leads us to pride. Let me introduce four stages of dealing with pride. Sometimes we are really stubborn. We're unwilling to turn from pride. Herod was like that. Acts 12, verse 21. He put on his royal clothes. The people cried, "A voice of God, not of man." He says, "Yes." God said, "No." An angel of the Lord struck him. Because he did not give God the glory. He was eaten by worms. He hardened himself and believed the lie. Instead of giving God the glory. Well, the second one is that we're willing to turn from pride after some form of judgment. Now, I'm going to talk more about Hezekiah in a moment. He's an example. But the point is this. We need something bad to happen to us before we wake up. The third one? Maybe we read a little in God's Word. We hear God's Word rebuke us. We don't need the judgment. Our hearts are more sensitive. We're willing to turn from pride with little or no judgment. For example, maybe you have some pride in you. The church is doing well. People are tithing, you have a good salary. And then you read this verse from James 4:9-10. Humble yourselves in the presence of the Lord. All you had to do is read that word, humble yourself. And you saw your pride. You say, "God, forgive me." You're actually humbling yourself. I was thinking that it was due to me. I wasn't leading people to glorify you, but to pay attention to me. It is so important to train God's people how to deal with pride. Otherwise, all the work they do will go to naught, will go to nothing. You can have the most beautiful voice and sing in the choir. But do you want people to focus on you? Or have you been able to break pride and sing to God's glory? You could be a great evangelist, a great prophet, a great preacher. But at the end of your life, God said, "I was able to use you despite your pride. But sorry, I have nothing for you. I gave you the gift. You did not give me the glory." I hope we're not like that. Some people give money, same thing. They want to look, have people look at them. Take away the place of pride in our lives. It destroys us.
And
all the things that we think we work hard on will become nothing. This is where we should be. The fourth stage of dealing with pride. We carefully discern the temptations leading to pride. And exchange them for humility. Exchange them for humility. Now, how do you do that? Well, I want to give you a diagram. Maybe it helps. But let me first talk about Hezekiah. How God judged him. Now, you remember Hezekiah once was mortally ill. He was dying. 2 Chronicles chapter
32.
He prayed to the Lord. The Lord spoke to him, gave him a miraculous sign. And he was healed. Notice verse
25.
But Hezekiah gave no return for the benefit that he received.
To Hezekiah,
God healed him, but Hezekiah didn't return the favor to God. And it says why? Because his heart was proud. Maybe he thought, I deserved it. I was a great God. Or I said a wonderful prayer. I'm a good king.
And Ruth Mabel.
God healed me. I deserved it. The pride did not allow Hezekiah to see God at work.
Sunga katatiruk malo neokumio Hezekiah. Hezekiah onenu dumanya sai.
Notice the result here, verse 25 still. Therefore, God's wrath came on him, King Hezekiah, and Judah and Jerusalem. The higher position you go, the more dangerous pride becomes. Right? That's what we see here. Because of Hezekiah's pride, Judah and Jerusalem, the whole region, suffered. It took judgment from God, famine from God, disaster from enemies. Finally, verse
26.
Hezekiah humbled the pride of his heart. Along with the people of Jerusalem. So God put off his wrath. This is important, powerful teaching here. But there's no victory over pride unless we embrace humility. Now, part of the wrongness of this modern generation is that everybody's trying to move up out of humble circumstances. And it's not wrong in and of itself.
Ni malo.
But what happens when we do that?
To enang matimore,
we look down on others where we used to be.
Ka wangiyo ni jok manyu kamanyu cha wantita koronge tiende.
You think you're better now.
Kende paro ni ko ibad moloyo.
You're richer now.
In gi mwandu so koro.
And you destroy the very foundation of the gift of God to allow you to go further up.
Kato iketho misema nyasaye ngimani momiyo koro itiguri malo kama.
It would be better to give up your house and start living in the jungle.
Ber mondo miwe odi maberno mondo idagi e bungu.
Than to bring your pride into a palace.
Karkelo sungani.
Where was Jesus born?
Yesu no nyuol kanyo.
Not in a palace, but in a humble circumstance.
Okay, od ruoth, so no nyuol kama lich miwuoro kama ni piny ahinya.
With the animals.
Kama le mantie.
We should never look down on people.
Okunego wacha jowetewa.
But humble ourselves. Okay, now what we need is a balanced view. There are some different groups within the Christian teaching that go to extremes. They would say pride is wrong, which they're right. And so, for example, we have people, they only wear black clothes. Or priests that sometimes just wear black clothes. That's partly true, too. That we're sinners. And if the clothes remind you, that's fine. Sometimes you put your robe on and you feel better than others. Pride is so terrible. It's like a worm, a snake that gets into your soul. So we need a balanced view. So I'm going to point out 3 D's here in English. First of all, designed.
Mokwongo en chuech kata loso.
God designed and created us.
Nyasaye noloso kendo chueyowa.
Ephesians 2:10 at the bottom here.
Jo Efesios la ariyo kona pa.
For we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus.
Nikech wan tich lwete mochwe kuom Yesu Kristo.
We ourselves are persons. Are specially created.
Ne ochwewa.
Uniquely created.
Mopogore.
Now our power, our specialty now, because we're sinners, is that we're created in Christ Jesus. We come to spiritual life because of God's grace. But this workmanship is actually a word for vessel, a clay pot. And so God made us each a piece of art, so to speak. Now sometimes God makes a taller one, He makes a shorter one. Is it right for the taller to say, look, I'm taller than you, I'm more special? My nose is better shaped than your nose. My smile, my teeth, my ears. My hair. The moment we do that, we are criticizing the design of God upon others. And we are priding ourselves.
Kato mano kelo sunga engimawa.
I don't have time to talk about jealousy and envy. But this is the heart of it, right here. Instead of acknowledging that God made every person unique and special, everyone, He made us a pot and He put us somewhere on the earth. He gave us parents through whom we were born. For a long time, I criticized my parents. They were terrible parents. They didn't know the Lord. And my mom got divorced over and over again. I'll talk more about that later. But I didn't want that history. Their anger was on me. I had a mean face for a long time. Hopefully it's not too mean looking now. I didn't want that. But that's, He designed me. And He said, I'll take you from a poor, broken family. And in Jesus, I'll make you anew. I'll do it for my glory. And that's what He wants for each of our lives. We are to display God's glory. That's our design. And so you need to start thinking. How can I better reflect your glory in my life? How can I better love others to reflect your love? And it becomes our vision for our life. Design. Two is designated or called.
Marario and Luum.
So He made us one way. But notice as we go on in Ephesians 2:10. We were created for good works which God prepared
before.
Yeah, we should walk in them. In other words, all the good works that God wants us to do, He already has laid out a path for us. He has given us spiritual gifts. He has given us certain temperaments. But whose work are we carrying out? He doesn't even say it's our work here. Right? It's His works.
And teach Mare.
For God prepared them beforehand. God designed the plans. He gave us strength for the plans. Wisdom. Love. He gave us everything to do it. Any good work that we do is because of His amazing grace in our life. So, rightfully it's described, Christ is the head. We are like His hands, the body. We are doing His works. He empowers us. Is there room for our pride? No. So for example, God put on your heart to bring some food for a sick widow nearby.
chiliel moro modenyo chiemo.
You know this is a work God designed for you.
To ing'e ni mae tich ma Nyasaye omiyi.
And when you brought it,
kendo ka ikelo ne,
you're so happy.
Imor.
You encourage the little widow.
Kendo ikonyo ijiwo chilielni.
You as you're leaving,
to kiwuok,
you hear from Satan.
You mean you come Satan?
You're pretty good.
Ain't any bad.
Were you good?
Very bad.
Yes, but.
Yeah, talk.
God is not there.
Nyasaye koro bedo maonge kanyo.
And that's what you need to learn.
To mane gimo ne gipuonjri.
So Satan wants you to think you're good apart from God. He doesn't mention God.
Nikech Satan dwa mondo mi in mine ni ber to kuom Nyasaye.
So you just take that shortcut.
Or kaw mana yo machiekno.
God help me to do that good.
Wach ni Nyasaye konya mondo mi atim gima ber.
I remember what it's like before I was saved.
Onega tim gima ber mondo kinde mane pok owaro.
I was so selfish.
Ne an janyiego.
This was his love working in me for her.
To ma en hera ma Nyasaye mane tiyo kuma mondo mi akonye.
And then bring it right back to God. Lord, I praise you for giving you me your love.
Kaeto iduoko ni Nyasaye erokamano erokamano kuom weyo na miduogo na.
I praise you for giving me a little extra porridge for this lady.
Iduoko ni Nyasaye erokamano erokamano kuom miya nyoka manyalo tero ne
jagoni. Let your name be glorified.
We mondo mi nyinge oyud duong.
You see, Satan wants you to steal his glory.
To Satan dwa mondo mi kwal duong ma Nyasaye no.
But you took back your thought and turned, brought God in. Saw that you were just carrying out God's work. Through his strength. And lastly, we'll look at, we're delighted in being humble, his humble servant. This is where we should have our hearts. I am thankful that I can humbly serve my great God. It's our freedom. It's our joy. As long as you have a little pride, you're always looking at how others think of you. You get no rest. Because you want people to think good of you. But when we get to that point, I do my best to please God. I'm on display for God's glory. I live for him. Romans 12:1 says that you put yourself as on the altar as a living sacrifice. Acceptable to God. Do you see? There you are, humble as a sacrifice. And you use the energy and resources you have for God to use. The sacrifice, I don't need it. My delight is pleasing God. Amen? You know, God is so good. He did everything good in us. And when we recognize that, we follow it through with our hearts in praise. This is gaining a balanced view. I want to pause, see if there's any questions. Yes.
Like my brother explained to us, because if we see from the book of Paul, the letters of Paul, Paul posted about his salvation. And what of us, If you let's say you go to sell, and the way God is using you, and you are going very fast, what if he was said about that?
Okay. So let me restate it, and you can translate. So as I understand your question, so what if God did a tremendous work in your life, saving you, and that you grew, were growing so much? So the question, how do you handle pride? Is it true that you're growing quicker than others? It looks that way, yes. And of course, pastors, you know, we've known the Lord for longer, we know more things. So just remember, the problem with pride is that you put your, you take God out of the equation. You think your spiritual life started with maybe how clever you were and you chose Jesus. God made me wiser, God made me more humble, whatever it might be. That's not true. If you really want to understand it, you'll see Ephesians 2:1. We were all dead in our spiritual sins and darkness. Right? So there's no pride, because if we're dead, the only way we come alive is when God saves us. That's, how about spiritual life? That I cannot grow unless God's Spirit lives in me. It's the Spirit Himself that lives in me that gives me that life. So we go back. So the temptation, what is it? I'm more spiritual than others. That might be true. You might be more sensitive to who God is. You might be using a lot of your resources to care for people. And you might be doing it out of a good heart. But Satan says, oh, look how spiritual you are. He wants you to say, Satan, yeah, I am more spiritual than them.
Hey,
how should you respond? That's your question. Go back to the truth. God, who is the author of spiritual life. John 1:12-13. You're not born again. You don't gain your spiritual life from your father's parents, from what tribe you are, because of your church, because of your blood, but because of God. God saves you. Whenever you're dealing with pride, go back and humble yourself by the cross. What does a cross mean? It means, that's my sin. That's what I deserve. Turn to the end of the Bible. those whose names were not written in the book of life, they were thrown into the lake of fire. That's what we deserve. Go back to the cross. I am saved alone by God's grace in Christ Jesus. I can do nothing apart from Him that glorifies Him. My job, God called me. God equipped
me.
Is to lift up others. The problem I have with many churches, and I've talked to many pastors across the world. The pastors look down on the congregation. They're looking at what they do. What if instead the pastor looked at himself through his people? I am only as good as the lowest of my members. My goal, my vision is to build up all the sheep. I want them, God's glory, to be in each one of them. God created, designed each one. He started new life in him. And he called them, he designated them to do his work. And I'm the shepherd, I equip them, I help them. That God's work would be done through their lives. If you have that vision, you won't look at yourself. You'll be looking, God, help this sheep. Help that brother. Help that sister. I want Christ's image in each of them. May you beautify this church. That's our job. That everyone in the congregation does their work that God gave them before the world began. If that's our vision, then we're going to look for a sermon from God. We're going to start asking God to teach me to pray for my sheep. You see? Our job is to help others, love others. And make no room for pride because we're living in constant humility before God. Spiritual pride is a big, big enemy of God's people.
Sunga en jasigu madunga hinya engima jo nyasaye.
Yes, you might be more spiritual than the people in your congregation. But if you use that for your pride, you're dead. Don't be thrown in the lake of fire with Satan. Your only hope and salvation is that you put away your pride. Show true repentance in your life. And live for God's glory. First Chronicles 29 verse 12.
Weche mag ndalo mokwongo 29 kod 9 kwan na 12
helps us to gain a balanced view.
Miwa mondo miwa ket weche kare.
Both riches and honor.
Kang'iyo duong kod mwandu.
First Chronicles 29 verse 12. Let me see if it's on here. Yes, it's on page 24, halfway down.
And
24. Both riches and honor come from you, God.
Ni duong kod mwandu amano kuom Nyasaye.
You, God, rule over all.
Kendo in Nyasaye ma in gi loch kuom gigi duto.
And in your hand is all power and might.
Kendo e lweti mantie kod teko gi nyalo.
And in your hand lies to make great.
Kendo e lweti ema inyalo tiyogo mondo mi iket ng'ato mogen.
And to strengthen everyone.
Kendo mondo mi imi ng'ato ka ng'ato teko.
What is this teaching us?
Ma kupujo ano?
That wealth and position is from God.
Ni mwandu kod kaka ginget gigik mamoko akumana kuom Nyasaye.
Even as a parent, that is the authority God gave you.
Kata ka in janyuol to mano nyalo ma Nyasaye mumii.
Wealth God gives you.
Mwandu Nyasaye mumii.
God gives it differently, doesn't he?
Nyasaye miwa mopogore donge.
The moment we start saying I'm better because I have more, what are we saying to God? God, I thank you that you like me better than them. You gave me more money. You gave me higher position. I'm pretty good, right? That's why you gave me that. That's so sinful. I hope you see how terrible that is. What you have to realize is that God appointed everybody our wealth, our status, our race, our country, everything.
Piny moketie, bedo gi nyithindo gi gik moko duto mantie, Nyasaye moketi kamano.
It comes from God, not because we deserve it.
Oa kuom Nyasaye, ok nikech gin magwa.
If we got what we deserve, we'd be in the lake of fire already.
Nikech ka ok watang, wabiro bedo e nam mach.
We are saved by grace, right?
Owarwa nikech ng'uono ma Nyasaye.
Not by works.
Ok nikech timwa timo.
In our works, we carry out in that same sense of humility. Let me share with you how I came to know Jesus. You mentioned that. People come to know Jesus differently. We had a broken home, so my mom, even though she's not a believer, had us go to church as children.
Wang'eni nadak e ngima e ot ma ok oluor Nyasaye kata kamano minwa seche moko ne dhi e kanisa.
She had some wisdom. She said, at church, you get a father image there. That you need that.
Nikech ne wadak kode kende. Koro kodhi e kanisa, to nyiso ni kanye kama nitie wuoro maduong'.
I didn't like church. I'd rather be climbing trees, shooting hoops. But I was pretty obedient, so I went to youth group. About 12 years old. The youth pastor from the local seminary preached the gospel. I don't need that. And so I wasn't really paying attention.
bende ne okachiko ita ne puonjgi.
Afterwards, he said, everyone just bow in prayer.
Kato seche moko ni ah wanduto wakulre mondo mi walam.
I said, I'll bow my head, but I'm not going to pray. So I bowed my head. And when I bowed my head, all of a sudden I started falling. I started falling faster and faster. I said, what's happening? I said, where am I going? I better look down. See where I'm going. And down there was a fire coming up. I said, I don't want to go there. At the same time, God started bringing to my mind all the wrong things I was did. My lying, stealing, cursing. Before that time, I always prided myself. I was better than my younger brother. And he desperately needs Jesus. Still. But I couldn't think about how better I was then. Because it was my very evil deeds that was pulling me down. I said, what am I going to do? I want to go to hell. I know I should go there. Then all of a sudden, God brought my mind what the preacher just said. Believe on the Lord Jesus. And you will have eternal life. I didn't know how that would help me. But I said, Jesus, save me. And all of a sudden, I had an assurance. The fire was gone. I was going to be with him forever. The prayer ended. I looked up. I wondered if this happened to everybody there. I was a shy boy. I didn't tell anyone. But from that day on, I was saved, born again. Let me ask you this. Was I any better that 5 minutes before or after my prayer? No. I was the same evil boy. The only difference. God saved me. He pointed me to Christ's righteousness. And gave me eternal life. Salvation is not through works. Works is how we work out our salvation for His glory. We realize God has designed us to work with Him to carry out His work on earth. This work that we do now is the basis upon which God will reward us in the future. He's given each of us different portions. And we're going to have some that are first, are going to be last. And the last is going to be first. Remember that poor widow that gave so little, so little. But she gave much more than the Pharisees.
So yes,
if we humble ourselves, through our salvation,
through
understanding how God designed us, God called and equipped us and made it our chief delight to be happy that we can please Him. Get me up on this altar, Lord. Here I am. A living sacrifice. I'm willing to give myself, humble myself, that you can be glorified, that your good work can be done, that the love of Christ can be shown on earth. Give everyone in your congregations this vision. For without it, you and they will go to heaven, sure, and have nothing to give God. He's already prepared it for us. You can't say, I can't do God's work. Yes, you can. And so you say, let the almighty love of God fill me. Let it drive me forward. That people might see your love in my life. In English, we say, take the bull by its horns. Do you understand? That when your pride comes, you take it. Turn it around and go with all that force. And delight in your humble service. Delight in the call of God on your life. And believe God greatly. That no matter where you are in your life, He's got good works planned. You know, sometimes we want bigger church buildings. Get real! It's not the building! It's the people's hearts. Sometimes we haven't trained them how to be His humble servants. We haven't trained them how God wants to work through everybody. That's where discipleship is. We work individually with others. We work in small groups with others. We're praying with them. We're talking with them. We're pushing them forward. You can be that man of God. You can be that woman of God. People might look down on you. Don't worry. God's glory wants to shine through your life. And you just say, yes, here I am. Give them the vision. Encourage them along the side. You'll see your people grow. That's when you, pastor, begin to grow. Otherwise, you're going empty. May God have grace on us. To be those parents. To be those friends. To be those disciples. To be those elders. To be those pastors, those bishops, those evangelists. Catch the vision of what God has for us. And do it for God's glory. Let's close in prayer. Oh Lord, we are We stink because of our pride.
Wadung marach nikech sungawa.
Whew, it's terrible.
Hey, orach.
And we think.
Kendo waparo.
You want to be close to us.
Nyo kimachini kodwa.
Oh God, forgive us.
Nyasachwa ngwonwa.
Our rebellion pushes you away. You can't trust us, even with few people. Why would you give us more people to care for? Oh Lord, forgive us for our terrible, evil pride. You saved us from the mud, from the death of sin. You called us into your family. You gifted us with the Spirit of God. And the special gifts that come with the Spirit of God. And you give us good works of love and kindness and a smile that we can give to others. Lord, this is what I want. I've wasted so much time. I've insulted you. I didn't believe your way was best. I stole your glory. Forgive me. I'm now that living sacrifice on the altar. I don't know how much more you can use me. But I'm here. I want to be here every day. I want to be your humble servant. To carry out the mighty love of God. If you are willing, Lord. If you would be so gracious. Use the rest of my life. To bring glory to your name. Bring that love. Bring your truth into me and through me that other people see you and glorify God. I praise you for your faithfulness. Thank you for not burning me up earlier. I'm here, Lord, for your glory. That will be enough for me to live for your glory. To be able to say with others how great you are. That he would save a sinner like me. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Becoming an Overcomer by Paul Bucknell. Session 6, Overcoming Pride with Humility. Humility is the most powerful weapon against pride.